Hello, respected viewers. This is the Food and Agricultural Organization of the United Nations, FAO. Above the 8, you might make out the O, which is in multicolors. That's why it's FAO. 80 is its foundation. You see the ear of corn in the 0 of 80. Okay, so that's the United Nations building in Rome, Italy. So this is a UN agency founded in Quebec, Canada, 1945, but moved here in 1948. When the city was just recovering from the war. Unfortunately, there's no breeze, otherwise you could see the UN flag up there, which is sky blue, just the cerulean you see above us. Oh, here's a better example, because the idea is that all countries have the same shade of blue above them, unless, of course, it's cloudy, like the 40 shades of grey in Ireland. What else? So, because they couldn't have green, that's Islam. They couldn't have red, it's socialism or communism. They couldn't have black, it's anarchism. White would be conservatism and so forth. So that ruled out a lot of colours. Purple would be, you know, Roman emperors or something. So a plain 1950s building, not ugly. And you see the flags of many, many EU member states. And they're not in alphabetical order. I couldn't figure it out myself. So the goal of this organisation is to eliminate hunger around the world, to promote better agricultural methods, more sustainable methods, to prevent overfishing and soil exhaustion, sensible use of fertiliser without poisoning ourselves and pesticides, got rid of DDT, stuff like that, and to make sure that there was price stability, that also food is transported around the world and things like that. So that is the UN building at Rome. And so it's one of the UN agencies, and there are UN agencies like in Vienna, in Kenya and various places, and this food and agricultural organization has got various other ones, various other offices around the world, one in each continent. There's one for the Middle East, which is both in Africa and in Asia, but that's in Cairo. The main one for Africa is Accra, Ghana, and so forth. Okay, and over there is where the Circus Maximus used to be. That's why Via del Circo Massimo. They've had some outdoor concerts here. And I remember 2005, that Live 8, whatever, Make Poverty History, 8 simultaneous concerts. The one in Rome was here at the Circus Maximus. Okay, so that's enough for me. And that's why there are a lot of United Nations diplomats here. Because they put it here because obviously it's a very historic city with a lot of international links. People can speak other languages. The capital of a fairly major country. And not too badly damaged by the Second World War. Yes, there's some fighting here, but I mean, the US Army and Canadian Army managed to get here before the Germans and their Italian collaborators could blow up the bridges across the Tiber and all the rest of it. You could see a film about that immediate post-war period, Roma Città Aperta, Rome Open City. And then here is the old Circus Maximus. People are able to take exercise in it. So the different factiones and supporters of the different charioteers wearing their colours, the orange, the purple, the black, whatever, and trying to fight each other so that to keep the gangs of fanatics separated. And they will do whatever, so 8 circuits of this, lashing each other, memorably recreated in Ben-Hur, that 1950s epic 3-hour film starring the late Charlton Heston. Okay, and here's the tower from which the races were launched, and they told you how many laps they'd done. Anyway, and I can see St. Peter's Basilica on the horizon. So thanks for watching my video. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon. Donate on PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com.